This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I think our subject today is very apropos because, it's the dead of winter. We've gotten through holiday time. Well, just about, because the Super Bowl still counts as a holiday. But after Super Bowl, people discover rectitude. They look down at their waistline, notice that they've gained a couple of inches. Get on the scale, they've gained a few pounds. And it's time to do some detoxing. And I can't think of a better person to talk about this subject with than today's guest. She's a longtime colleague. She's been a frequent contributor here on Intelligent Medicine on the predecessor show, Health Talk. I've talked to her as far back as the 90s. Her book is entitled The New Fat Flush Plan. It's a successor to her bestseller, The Fat Flush Plan. It's the breakthrough detox diet, and it's a very, very appropriate subject. Anne-Louise Gittleman, of course, has extensive experience in this field. She's a top nutritionist, internationally recognized as a pioneer in her industry, and she's also an award-winning New York Times bestselling author of more than 30 books on health topics related to diet, detoxification, women's health, men's health, perimenopause, menopause, beauty, and the environment, and also parasites. You were one of the first to flag that as a major issue for people a while back. So you've always been in the forefront, the vanguard of this field. So it's great visiting with you, Anne-Louise. Do you think that introduction fairly states the case? This is really a time where a lot of people are thinking about, I got to detox.
No, it certainly does, and New Year's resolutions are starting to wane, and it's just time to get back on track, to be healthy first and foremost. It's not just about weight loss anymore, but it's about being healthy. And of course, I think it's about detoxification, because we are so overloaded with so many environmental assaults in this day and time that I think it's very important to learn to love the liver, which is the focus of the new Fat Flush Plan, Dr. Ron.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like save the liver. That's like that routine on Saturday Night Live with Dan Aykroyd doing the imitation
yes.
of, what's her name, the French chef. Save the liver. And so the liver, of course, major detoxification organ. So what role does the liver actually play in detox, and why are we trying to restore liver function with a program like this?
Well, it's very interesting. I think that the liver doesn't get the respect it deserves. It becomes tired, it becomes toxic, and I think it's a hidden weight gain factor because it's a fat-burning organ that's not normally recognized, quite honestly. It performs about 500 different tasks, which is quite a lot for one little organ, and it can even regenerate its own damaged cells, but it's not invincible. It's a living filter that cleanses the system of toxins, it metabolizes proteins, it helps to control hormones, and it even produces immune-boosting factors. So I write about the importance of the liver because what I learned as its weight-burning function is that it is the producer of bile, which is very important to break down fats and to help with the detoxification process. So bile is a major detox method, like the phase 1 and phase 2 detox pathways that are so better known, mm-hmm. and I think bile, again, like the liver, just hasn't gotten any respect. So I'm bringing back bile, so it's save bile, save your liver.
Mm-hmm. Well, so let's break it down, because we talk about these pathways of detoxification. There's phase one, phase two. I think some of, you know, our professional audience may be familiar with these concepts, but you know, what's actually happening when we break down nutrients, or we break down hormones, or we, you know, break down environmental toxins that we get in our food or water, our air? What are some of these pathways, and how are they helped with certain nutrients?
Well, that's a very important question. There are two major pathways, and basically what happens is that both fat-soluble and water-soluble toxins are transformed in each of the pathways. And toxins, whether they're from the foods that you're eating, whether it's from drugs, over-the-counter meds, pharmaceuticals, hormones, heavy metals, viruses, and bacteria, are all neutralized with very specific antioxidants like glutathione, some of your vitamins. Zinc is an important mineral in that regard, vitamin A, your amino acids, and they're all transformed and then eliminated through the system, through the sweat, through the feces, through your breath, and through your kidneys. So the idea here is that you've got toxins that are coming into the system, they have to be eliminated, and it's a very nutrient dense process, so you have to be well fortified to detoxify, and that's why your liver has to be supported on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. You know, so sometimes when I talk about detox, I talk about increase the good stuff and get rid of the bad stuff. So what are some of the things that are kind of like a ball and chain for our detoxification system? I can think of one, which is alcohol. And you know, the alcohol has to be detoxed by the liver. That's why alcoholics develop cirrhosis of the liver. When the liver is overwhelmed, it can't do the job anymore. What are some of the other insults that clog the liver and make the liver unable to work?
You know, medications can do that. Too many medications, too much Tylenol can also shut down the liver's pathways.
Yeah.
So we've got issues with that, so you have to be very careful when you're taking something like that. I would also suggest that high fructose corn syrup is another real negative factor when it comes to the liver. And we're seeing that there is now a non-alcoholic fatty liver syndrome, which is very prevalent in this day and time. It's actually in epidemic amounts, from what I understand. And that is occurring because people are having too much of this high fructose corn syrup or even other sources of fructose that they're not even aware of, and they have a non-alcohol related fatty liver situation, which is why it's so important to know what you're eating and know which nutrients you need to take to detoxify the liver and decongest it as well as the bile. So fructose, I think, is way up there, Dr. Ron, along with alcohol in this day and time. And then you've got sugar, and you've got the trans fats and the usual suspects.
Indeed, yeah. There's, I mean, there's so much. Our livers are under constant assault, and you know, I think the prevalence of fatty liver is something like 40%, 50% in America. That, you know, to some extent, instead of having a smooth, homogeneous brown liver, if we were to pull out our livers and look at them, they'd be streaked with fat, and that's not good.
No, it isn't good. And I'll tell you something interesting. Even if you're kind of like a skinny mini, you can have a fatty liver.
Yep.
And so one of the nutrients, and I'll just plunge right into this. I know we'll probably be discussing this later, but one of the most important nutrients, and I don't want to miss this nutrient, is choline to decongest and defat the liver. And so we have found through many clinical studies that at least 500 milligrams of choline is your liver's best friend in terms of decongesting and declogging it of all this accumulated fat. And it can actually reverse a fatty liver, believe it or not.
I believe, you know, this is something that I studied. I remember even as a med student, I was fascinated by a study where they gave baboons either water or beer. And, you know, baboons, like humans, they prefer the beer. So it was very easy to get the baboons to drink a lot of beer. And in fact, to the point where they started developing cirrhosis of the liver. Well, so what they did was they gave half of the beer-drinking baboons lots of choline in their diet. They gave them purified lecithin, which yields choline. And the other half, they just gave them regular baboon food along with their beer. And the ones who drank a lot of beer developed cirrhosis. The ones who took the choline were protected against cirrhosis. It's a classic study. It's like way back when. I think it was in the 80s that was first recognized. So choline, really, really helpful for protecting the liver along with some other nutrients.
Yes, and I'm so glad you mentioned lecithin, which is a choline source, because there are not a whole lot of really good sources of choline in the diet. In my program, the new Fat Flush Plan, I add lecithin, a non-GMO soy lecithin or a sunflower lecithin, as one of your smoothie add-on ingredients, because I truly think that we have to bring back lecithin. It can really help to decongest a fatty liver and help you metabolize fats and help you lose weight. So bring back lecithin is another tenet of the new Fat Flush Plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's an Adele Davis thing. It goes way back to the 60s that she was recommending.
Way back when, yes. Yeah, yeah. Back in the day, yes.
Yeah.
Very true.
Okay, so we'll get to some of the specific nutrients that help with detoxification, because that's a central part of your Fat Flush Plan. But I want to ask you, you know, you used to work for Pritikin, and, you know, I remember distinctly, you know, I knew you in those days, and at that time, both of us were sort of vegan, vegetarian oriented. I was into macrobiotics. You were into, you know, sort of like a California veggie style diet, Pritikin, which is, you know, place was like, it was like a low fat, you know, basically, kind of low fat, fat farm kind of place.
Yeah.
Pritikin Institute.
Yes.
You know, no fat shall pass your lips, no fat shall reach your hips. And I remember meeting you very distinctly. I remember this. We were both attending an expo, and I said, "Hi, Ann Louise." We started talking, and we realized that both of us were moving more towards accepting animal protein and fat, and both of us were recognizing that excess carbohydrates, starches and refined carbohydrates, were the culprit. And our evolution, you know, there was like a flash of recognition as we realized that we're both evolving in that direction. This must have been like 1990 or something like that, you know, way back when. And so you kind of came full circle. And, you know, I believe you're embracing a healthy fat diet with adequate protein, and you're starting to, for a long time, you've recognized that carbohydrates are the culprit.
I have, and, you know, I learned it the hard way by seeing the pros and cons of people that were on a no-low-fat diet. I mean, I had a front seat, a first-row front seat, quite frankly, in what happened to Americans when they gave up fat and decided to eat all these carbohydrates and grains and sugar. I mean, people initially lost weight, but they became very ill. And I can remember somebody, Dr. Ron, at the Pritikin Center coming in and saying to me, you know, we're seeing people that are not dying of heart disease, but oh my goodness, look what's happening to their immune system. So I began to recognize that you needed the right kind of fats that acted almost like tissue-like hormones and controlled just about everything in the human body, including the health of your joints, your heart, your allergies, your immunity, your reproductive system, your central nervous system. And I talked about essential fats in those days because they were definitively lacking on the Pritikin diet. And now I've kind of graduated into the slimming smart fats, which are included in the new book because of all the great research that we've got on coconut oil, MCT oil, macadamia nut oil, flaxseed oil, GLA, and so forth. So I think that fat is back. It's here to stay. I'm so pleased that there is the paleo and the ketogenic movements because they all talk about the importance of a high-fat diet. So when I updated this book, I kind of reflected the latest diet trends.
Mm-hmm. However, you make the case that, you know, all those diets are great, but that, and I'm quoting here, a diet without detox is doomed to fail. And why do you say that? I mean, because some people just embark
You've
on
read
a,
the,
I actually read the book, yes. I'm one of those
unusual.
I'm one of those unusual interviewers who actually read the book that I'm talking about.
Yes, you are. That's why you're so successful. Yes.
Thank you.
And that's kind of another tenet, a kind of mantra, if you will, because there are so many toxins in this day and age that have to be circulated through the liver. I mean, it's your major filter, for heaven's sakes. And so if you don't clean that out and you're eating all of this fatty food, you're in trouble. And you also have to shore up your ability to digest all that fat. Fat is not an easy nutrient to digest, and all these other programs seem to forget about that, which is why I pay such close attention to bile, which is your body's way of digesting and metabolizing fat and breaking it down into smaller particles, and it also serves as your body's detox method. So you've got a two-in-one punch with healthy bile, And if you don't have your gallbladder, which the majority of so many of my clients don't, then you're in double trouble because you don't have a way of regulating the secretion of bile into your system. So I'm finding that optimizing bile is very important for losing weight, digesting fat, and it also helps to revitalize the thyroid to fire up fat burn and rev energy because there's a thyroid connection that we've just discovered. Mm-hmm. So it's a big deal.
Well, this is a little bit reminiscent of the notion of intermittent fasting, right? Because we now have like research on intermittent fasting, and I think you incorporate some of that knowledge in your book about the need for a metabolic reset. You kind of go spare in your caloric intake for a while. I mean, that doesn't work long term because people get sick of it and their metabolism slows to a crawl and then they gain a lot of weight. But short term, that is a little bit of a, in a way, it's a shock to the system that kind of wakes up your metabolism, right?
Works.
Yep.
It does, which is why I start this book off with the 3-day ultra fat flush tune-up, and we've gotten spectacular results, but when people stay on this little too long, it can backfire. So mm-hmm. Yeah. I truly believe that there's a lot of good science and practical wisdom inherent in the concept of intermittent fasting. So yeah, that's all integrated into the book, as well as other what I call lifestyle medicine practices, which involve keeping your microbiome healthy, getting mm-hmm. rid of gluten and grains, and also understanding of the importance of the thyroid and the adrenals in terms of reviving your ability to burn fat and stimulate metabolism.
Okay, so we threw out a lot there with talking about the microbiome, and I want to come back to that. But the old saying, "It's not your fault, you're fat." You reiterate that in the book, and you talk about several barriers to weight loss that we can overcome with the fat flush plan. So what are some of those that sabotage people's best efforts to diet and exercise?
Well, I identify those as some hidden weight gain factors, which I think are metabolic roadblocks that you may even agree with. I think you've written about something very similar, if I'm not mistaken, and I thought, my gosh, these minds are on the right track yet once again. I talk about the tired and toxic liver because it's a fat-burning organ. So mm-hmm. if your liver is tired and toxic, if it's not functioning well, if you have fatty liver syndrome, you've got a problem there. Mm-hmm. I also talk about the importance of the right kind of fat to really stimulate fat burning, and that's where the skinny smart fats come into play, your coconut oil, your GLA. I'm a mm-hmm. big believer in the right omega-6s, which I'm hoping we'll revisit later on. And then I talk about another hidden factor, which I call false fat, and that truly is fat that's created by an inflammatory response, perhaps from a reaction to food, or because you're not having enough protein, enough water, or even because of a hormonal imbalance when there's an estrogen dominance and progesterone deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be yet another issue that I discuss. And then beyond that is the importance of insulin and making sure that it's regulated and keeping it nice and low. Insulin resistance, stress, of course, is a well-known weight gain promoter. Mm-hmm. A messy microbiome, backed up bile, a tuckered out thyroid. I'm trying to remember what everything mm-hmm. I've said in this book. And then I think we've got a magnesium deficiency. And of course, last but not least, is the parasite issue, because parasites can be making you fat and tired. So mm-hmm. it's all those things that you might not recognize, because truly they could be environmentally induced, and it may not be your fault you're fat. I think we have to go beyond calories and exercise and even willpower in this day and age.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very well said. One of the key elements in your program, something that's very popular these days, the importance of bone broth. Bone broth is part of what makes the fat flush plan work.
Yeah, well, it's healthy for the gut. It's very healing for leaky gut issues. It's very nourishing. You've got your collagen. You've got your keratin. We're all concerned about making sure that our skin is nice and toned and taut if we lose weight. So I give you the names of the organic bone broth companies that I'm aware of. There may be many others. People can make their own bone broth, but I think that's very much a part of a healing diet, so I'm in favor of bone broth. I love chicken bones. I love beef bones. Just make sure they're organic.
You know, Annalise, it's not a, probably not a day that goes by that I don't have the crock pot going with the remains of whether it's beef bones or whether it's chicken bones. And it's like practically around the clock here. I just keep making the broth. And then I use the broth for, you know, soup stock and, you know, occasionally drink it straight. But it's kind of an essential ingredient in my cooking. I always want to make sure that I have fresh broth.
And me too. And I'll tell you something, I saute in it. It's the best thing for sauteing foods. I love it.
Hmm. Okay. I haven't used that. But that's sort of like a water saute where you're not really frying. You're not really,
No, it's
damaging
a pure saute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, great. So this is a good point at which to pause because, as the listeners know, we divide our podcast into two parts. And in part two, I want to do a deep dive on some of the specific dietary recommendations and also some of the supplements that you recommend as part of the Fat Flush plan. And we'll find out, you know, what it's like. There are tons of recipes in the book. There's very specific guidelines. Annalise Gittleman walks you through a very, very targeted detoxification program. And this is a great time to undertake it as we anticipate spring. And we're stuck in the doldrums of winter. Where are you located, by the way, Annalise?
Today I'm located in the Woodlands, Texas.
Okay, so you're not really experiencing the dark, gloomy days of winter there. It's probably a little warmer.
Well, no,
in the Southwest.
I did yesterday. I just flew in from North Idaho. So yes,
oh,
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yes, my hand is way up in the air. Me too. It was dreary. It was cold. It was very dark. Yes, so I quite understand what people need in terms of, you know, certain kinds of foods to kind of perk them up and make them look forward to breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks.
Indeed. All right. When we return, more on the new Fat Flush plan with today's guest, Annalise Gittleman. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.